Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Well, let's figure this thing out.
Okay.
It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
There's Dan Levy. Here's John Landecker. Here's John Landecker. There's Dan Levy. Dan, you're the man at the levy.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Johnny. Be good. How are you?
I'm fine. He's making a whole career out of food, ladies and gentlemen. He's reinvented himself as a food person. Bravo, I say. Bravo.
Thank you. Bon appetit. Thank you.
Are you doing something regularly with Surratt in the morning?
They've been asking me a lot lately, which I've liked. Some occasional Fridays, they have me come on and they make me go eat foods, which I normally would eat anyway, and report on it. How bad could it be?
I'll tell you, Bob has always been slim, trim, but that guy is so into hot dogs and restaurants, it is unbelievable.
I think it's one of those guys who enjoys it so much that he'd much rather get... He'd have enjoyed it if somebody else ate it and told him what it was all about, and that does it for him.
You remember the Let Us Entertain You group of restaurant owners?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank. I shouldn't have gone this way.
Melmans.
Yes, Rich Melman. So there was one year that Bob had a rib restaurant with the Let Us Entertain You. Yeah, out in somewhere I don't remember.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm telling you. He's into the food, my friend. Anyway, we'll have to bring that up on a future for Radio Geeks Only. But at any rate, tonight...
I was going to say, the next time I'm on, I'm going to ask him about that one. I never heard of the rib restaurant, and that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Okay, M&M's and Reese's Pieces. You're M&M's. I'm Reese's Pieces. So let's start with M&M's because it has a much more... It's history. It has a lot more history to it than Reese's Pieces. Basically, starting December 10th, 1941, Mars Wrigley Confectionery, division of Mars Incorporated, put it out, very varied colored, sugar-coated little pieces of candy shell that would not melt in your that melted in your mouth and not in your hand. Now, the deal is that this is likely inspired by something called Smarties that Forrest Mars Sr. might have possibly encountered during the Spanish Civil War, 1936 to 1939. And this is a sugar coating on this thing called a Smartie that made it possible to carry chocolate in warm climates without it melting. Okay.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
And therefore, ergo, the slogan. In fact, the first big customer for M&M's was the United States Army, which allowed their soldiers to carry the chocolate into tropical climates without it melting. So there
That's
you go.
Fascinating.
In fact, during World War II, they were sold exclusively to the military. How about that?
Well, you, my friend, just did my entire argument for me.
Well, now, wait a minute.
You just made M&M's American.
What are they doing?
Even better.
What did they do in 1990?
They made
a peanut butter variety one. In other words, they made a Reese's Pieces, only call it M&M's. All right, so Reese's Pieces, we all know what that is, peanut butter. Candy manufactured by the Hershey Company, introduced to the United States markets around 1978. I guess I'm going to do this now. And then...
Do it.
This happened. That is E.T.,
phone home.
See for the movie being lured into the house by following a trail of Reese's Pieces that are scattered on the ground.
Good one.
Before him. Now, here's the deal. That bit was offered to M&M's, and they turned it down.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And then Reese's Pieces took it, and, you know, needless to say, E.T. was a gigantic hit. And you know how product placement in films and TV shows can, you know, help whatever product there is that's being placed. And Reese's Pieces exploded coming out of that.
I mean, interesting. I didn't know that it was offered to the M&M people.
Yep. Yeah, I don't have to go over it again, but yeah, that's exactly in 1982.
Okay. All right. That's all interesting. I did not know a lot of that.
So that's sort of, well, so I like Reese's Pieces because I'm a big peanut butter person. And to me, it's somehow I can consume more Reese's Pieces without feeling oversaturated. Whereas if I go after a bunch of M&Ms, it's like I'm just, I don't know, over-sugared or something, whatever the term is I'm looking for.
Gotcha. So it's a little too filling of sugar with you.
And then the Reese's Pieces are a little bit more, I don't know, to me, got a cleaner taste or something, if such a thing is true, as opposed to the M&Ms. I got nothing against M&Ms. I eat plenty of M&Ms. I'm not saying discard M&Ms. I'm just, for the sake of the food fight, taking the side of the Reese's and the Pieces. That's all.
Well, first of all, it's very hard pressed for me to argue against Reese's Pieces. They are phenomenal. In fact, I think the only real argument I have against Reese's Pieces are for those people out there that claim to always call it Reese's Pieces, which I'm not really, I don't know where that came from, but
me neither.
That's an argument my wife and I have had way too many times. Oh, but really? I will say this.
Now, wait a minute. This is intriguing. What's the argument you've had?
She always says Reese's Pieces, and I say Reese's Pieces.
Right.
Okay. We get the argument that her and I have actually, it caused a pretty big divide on social media. Mm-hmm. It's a sidetrack of it, but I've always said that the Oreo, the filling is where it's at, and she always says the cookie. That one divided our family for quite a number of Thanksgivings, by the way.
Oh, well, I'm with you.
We can get to that to another. The cream is where it's at.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
But there are so many people out there, I'm sure right now, people are texting right now, that Oreo cookie is what makes the Oreo. And I agree with you. It's the cream. But
no, you take the cookie apart and you lick the cream off the cookie, man. Come on.
And that's why they have double stuffed, triple stuffed.
Hello.
It's not bigger cookies.
That's right.
More of the cream. But to get back to what you and I are talking about M&M-wise.
Right.
I'll make it quick. Not everybody likes peanut butter. Not everybody likes the
this
peanut
is
butter.
True. This is very
M&M's
true.
M&M's is not only just the standard of munching candy, but mm-hmm. also it brings, like you said, it's American. And every Christmas, it's not Christmas until I see those two M&M spot Santa Claus and the one guy passes out and goes, Santa? So, I mean, you're hitting Christmas, you're hitting that one. And M&M's, you can have different kinds. You can even have the Reese's Pieces M&M's. They can adapt to anything.
All right, more of the food fight when we come back in 720 WGN.
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
John Landecker, Dan Levy at 8:21 here on 720 WGN. The Food Fight tonight is between M&M's and Reese's Pieces. And, you know, I like to play some sort of music or something about whatever it is that we're arguing about. And I sort of, I already did with the Reese's Pieces, playing a scene from the movie E.T. in which E.T. is drawn to the house of the young people by following a trail of Reese's Pieces. Meanwhile, back at M&M's.
I'm an M&M's plain chocolate Santa.
And I'm a roasted peanut.
And he's the M&M's candies man.
Who dunks M&M's?
Who dunks M&M's?
In chocolate, take a guess.
Uh-huh. In chocolate, can you guess?
Who covers them in candy?
So there is no chocolate mess.
The M&M's man.
The M&M's man. The M&M's man. And he adds a lot of love to make it all taste good.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Oh, yes.
And love that.
Yeah, they must have paid quite a bit of money to be able to do a parody of the Candyman song, which was a big hit back then by Sammy Davis Jr.
Was that his song?
The Candyman? You betcha.
I didn't know that was his song.
Oh, my. Listen to what?
I know. You have a lot to teach me. I thought that was
just
song.
Now the elders will
educate.
Okay, young broadcaster here. come on now, computer. You know you
I didn't know that was the Sammy Davis Jr. song. That's great.
Oh, it was a, I think, Candyman. Sammy Davis Jr. might have been the most successful song he ever did.
I would assume so. That song is gigantic.
Okay.
Candyman. Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man. Ooh. Who can make a sunrise?
I love it.
They got everything.
That's I did not realize that was the original. I thought it was way older than him. That's interesting.
No, I do believe that he is the candy man.
I believe you. I'm not gonna argue with the guy who knows history on this show.
Well, it's just a musical footnote. Yeah, yeah. So
very cool.
Where do we stand here with the voting? Do we have any totals? I'm getting some people on the text line. Sammy from Willy Wonka, apparently. Mm-hmm. I vote for Reese's, but to be fair, I'm not a big fan of chocolate.
Mm. Understood. So peanut butter is the way to roll. I get that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what do we
have? I have a whole other question for somebody who's not a fan of chocolate.
Wait a minute. 331. I vote for a mouthful of both Reese's and M&M's together.
That's where I'm at.
Great combination.
I'm with you.
That's a great call.
Whoever you are, that is a great idea. Oh, that would taste fantastic.
Yes.
Yes, it would.
And you know what? I've actually done both of them in a handful of popcorn when at a movie theater.
That's another great idea.
That's a really good way to roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So listen to us now, all of a sudden, vamping on all these fantastic ways to include M&Ms and yeah. And
these are great hats. I don't think I've ever done that.
I would think that
if the
popcorn is really hot,
yes,
then it would
and
melt.
It's salty.
Yeah, and then it would melt.
It's salty. It's buttery, and you have that perfect introduction of the sweet from the M&M or the Reese's. It's really good.
I got to remember to do that next time. Okay, what do we got in the vote category there?
The votes are tallied in 79% for M&M's.
Ah, yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
People have spoken. Candyman.
May it melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Yes.
Go forth and prosper.
Santa.
Okay, next week, what are we doing?
By the way, did you know that's what's in that, J.K. Rollins? Who does the M&M?
J.K. Rollins, what?
He's the guy. That's his name, right? He's the.
Actor?
I mean, T.K. Rollins. T.K. Rollins. He's the guy. He's the yellow peanut. The peanut M&M.
Oh, you mean he does the voice of?
Yes.
I did not know that. You know, all the M&Ms taste the same regardless of what color they are. You're aware of that, right?
Maybe not.
It's true.
Nah, I don't believe it.
That's true.
Yes. J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. Oh, yeah. He also does, I know a few things, whatever that ad is, for an
He's
insurance company.
He's in a lot
company.
Of stuff. I never realized how much of a voice actor that guy is.
He won an Oscar for a really great movie a few years ago whose name I can't remember. But it was about, never mind. Don't go there. But, yeah, he was an Oscar winner.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sidetracked. What are we doing next week?
I'm looking through the idea sheets. There's going out to eat versus ordering in.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting. Hot fudge
That's
versus
every day
caramel.
In my household.
Hot fudge versus caramel?
Yeah, or caramel, well, like or however you say it.
Yeah, well, we just did a chocolate thing here.
Okay, we're going to try to get off of that. Culver's versus Chick-fil-A?
I like Chick-fil-A. I like Culver's.
How about broccoli versus green beans?
There you go. That's a complete 180.
That one's going to divide the country, my friend.
Okay. Let's get some vegetables in here.
I'm down.
Okay. Broccoli versus green beans.
I'll take the green bean.
All right, man. I'm the broccoli.
There we go. Locked and loaded.
Okay, this one's going to be weird. Broccoli.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
Yeah, I sort of like it. Actually, I do like it.
Yes.
So, hey, what about that podcast you have, Dan?
The podcast I have, it's called Barguments, and it's similar to what you and I are doing right now. It's just arguing about fun topics. No real right answers, except we don't actually put it to a vote like we do it on this show.
Right.
But you can download it anywhere that you get your podcast. You can watch it on YouTube, and it's really fun. You should subscribe. You should watch and download and tell all your friends and comment wherever you listen on it. And then if you have any ideas, send them my way. I love a good bargument.
What do you got going now?
This one is, if you were going to be in a food fight,
yes,
what would you grab as your first thing to throw?
What would I grab as my first thing to throw?
If there's a food fight, what's an item? What's the best item you could chuck at somebody?
Well, I think like something like a cream pie. You know, a pie on the face.
Cream pie would be pretty good.
You know what I mean?
Cream pie would be good.
Take a pie. It's time for the great food. It's time for the great pie fight. What is that?
That's I think a plate of nachos would definitely level somebody pretty good.
Oh, my God. Think of the humanity.
The humanity, the colors, and just the whole look of someone's face with about 9 different toppings in one shot.
What am I going to throw?
I had on for this particular bargain, we had on Bill Weddington, former Chicago Bulls star and champion, and he went and said shellfish. He wanted to throw like crab legs and things that would actually hurt somebody, and that was a little much for what I thought, but I was pretty entertained that he would actually go that diabolical.
I know, Gerber strain carrots.
You don't need a food fight. You just need a very fussy baby that's going to throw right back at you.
That food is flying all over the place.
I was going to say, it's coming at both ends, too.
That's, yeah. Take me back. The name of the movie, thank you, 708. The name of the movie was Whiplash.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
That is a good movie. He's great. He's just a good actor.
Yeah. Okay, don't go there, John, because you can't remember the rest of it. But it was very intense. It had to do with the part of the plot was a drumming in a band or a concert band or something like that, and he was a very authoritative instructor, J.K. was. And
Right.
Yeah. That was a really great movie, Whiplash. Thank you.
That is a good one.
708, appreciate that. 630, have you ever done apple versus cherry pie? I don't know, have we?
Ooh, I don't think we have.
Write that down. I'm going to write it down now. But next week, it's broccoli versus green beans. Sorry.
And by the way, anybody who's texting out there, feel free to send your suggestions. We will food fight with about anything. So
you better believe
bring it our way.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.